Well, I was hoping we were a lot thinner today in our number, because that means a lot are going to end up coming to the special mass with the bishop at 10:45. So big day today. It concludes with a Marian procession, a May crowning, and then a nice little light lunch out on the lawn. And then we're coming back in for a mighty talk from Dr. Peter Kwasniewski. And I'll be heading out right after he starts his talk, because both Bishop and I have to go to a confirmation over at St. Maria Gray Parish, which that's my home parish, that my parents helped start that parish. Now it's the largest parish in the diocese, so got that going for us. It's been a wild few days, glorious. I just got back late last night from St. Louis. There was a Marian conference down there. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was started some 20 years ago when Cardinal Burke was there. And anyway, it was just a really beautiful time. We talked a lot. The title this year was, for the Marian conference, was In His Presence. And we talked a lot about how we need to be in His presence, but I would put it this way: we need to be well connected. So He's the vine, we are the branches. And if we stay connected, if we listen to Him and follow His will, then we'll produce much fruit. We've talked about the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we find in Galatians 5: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. All these are evidence that Christ is within us. We have to stay well connected. It's literally a supernatural power. We talked about that a lot at this Marian conference. We've lost that. You know, today is the feast of St. Athanasius. So St. Athanasius was a bishop back in the time of the great Arian heresy. So that was a denial of the divinity of Christ. And I've been contending for some years now that and let me back up and just say, Athanasius was exiled, I think, 5 times. Okay, exiled is a word they used back then. You know what we call it today? Canceled. Okay, he was canceled 5 times. He was put out for being an extremist or whatever they did, you know, to cancel him. Because he was advocating that, no, Jesus is most certainly divine. What are you talking about? Of course, they would work this out later. But in the meantime, he was persecuted. He was exiled. He was canceled, right? And so this whole denial of the divinity of Christ, I've been saying that my perception of what we're going through today is not the exact thing as the Arian heresy, in that people outwardly, you know, said, no, Jesus was not divine, but by their actions, by what they advocate for, by what they allow, by the way they worship, okay? They're most certainly saying that Jesus is not divine. Yet so I coined a term. It's instead of Arianism, I call it stealth Arianism. Stealth Arianism, meaning it's Arianism, but it's more difficult to pin down, because nobody speaks with their mouth and says, Jesus isn't divine. But when they say to politicians who advocate for killing babies and changing genders, and the list can go on and on, and say, come on and receive communion, you're an Arianist, okay? You don't believe in the divinity of Christ. Now, they would go, hey, wait a minute, I believe in the divinity of Christ. No, you don't. No, you don't. And so you'll find in today's milieu, today's culture that we have in the church, is there are people who are like Athanasius, St. Athanasius. They're speaking up and say, hey, 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 wait a minute. In essence, they're saying, and some may directly said, if we believe in the divinity of Christ, then, and go ahead and fill in the blank. But if we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, then gay marriage is fine, killing babies is okay. You know, it's just one among many issues that we deal with in the church. Wait a minute, you don't believe in the divinity of Christ if you're saying that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You can speak it with your lips, but it's your deeds that matter. It's your deeds that matter, because that's the evidence or the fruit. Okay, are we bearing good fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. Or are we bearing fruit that is, in essence, poison that kills off faith? Because you're saying that faith means this, that everything the Bible, divine revelation, has revealed to us doesn't matter. And so, no divinity of Christ. It's just an organization. And, you know, they found this narrative. The Eucharist isn't a prize for the perfect. You know, Jesus dined with sinners. Sure, he dined with sinners so that he could compel them to let go of their former way of life and enter into the divine life, into that beautiful, meaningful, joyful life of living our lives no longer for ourselves, but for Christ who lives in us. Get connected to the vine. Cleave yourself to that vine. Let the rivers of grace flow through you and out into everyone you come in contact with. Let your life be a mission, because you're full of the life of Christ, so that people look at you and go, I want what you got. And I'll tell you what's not compelling is to go, well, we pretty much believe what the world believes, and then we do this church thing, you know? Ugh. No one wants to run to be a part of that. We're standing up for the Word of God, for the will of God, because of our love of God. That means that God, Christ, is in us. We're in his presence. And now, that way, we absolutely can't betray God. It's not possible. I always like to say, we just go to denying the ways of the world in favor of the ways of God. We just go, of course you do that. I don't have to fight about it. I don't have to, you know, try to, you know, wrestle my way out of the world. No, it's just Christ is in me. Christ is in me. And he's flowing out of me now. He's the vine. We're the branches bearing fruit to the world. So on this feast of Saint Athanasius, he fought hard. And a lot of his writings and his speeches were contentious. Okay? They had a lot of tone and manner to him, because he's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Of course this is Christ who is divine. He said it in that tone and manner. He wrote it in that tone and manner. He was exiled 5 times. He was canceled. Pray for priests and bishops. And realize, Bishop Athanasius at the time was one of few left that were willing to speak up. What's that like? Pray for bishops and priests who are speaking up. See, if you advocate for the ways of the world, if you are complicit, if you appease those who betray God, okay, you don't believe in the divinity of Christ. Plain and simple. You believe in some non-government organization that's a great social I got this Catholic guilt, so I better go, you know. No, okay. It's not what it is. We're coming here to make that connection stronger and stronger every day. so that we could be his light out there. The light of love, the light of truth, the light of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, Christ is divine. You are well connected, so you have entered into the divine life. And it's amazing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible.